Whatever the fuck we have for it. Fuck it's soccer. All the same. That's a horrible sport. Okay? It's,
yeah.
Thank you.
Not an ideal sport.
No, that's a European sport.
Respectfully. I only watch during the World Cup.
I don't even watch. I've never watched a kick of soccer in my life. Oh. I don't even know that's how, what it's called. Soccer. Yes, a kick of soccer.
That's
if you
want to
watch somebody kick a ball, you go outside and you play kickball.
That's a new one. You go watch Marquette King highlights.
We're back. Welcome to the Mark Podcast. I'm Hollywood Nick. That's Dude Evan Bro. And we are
Dumbox.
And this is the Mark Podcast. Evan, the fans haven't seen us in a little while.
It's been a while.
It is.
It has been a while. I feel really bad. You know, other things got in the way. Other priorities got in the way. Unfortunately, we could not work out a time to work out together and do this stuff. So now we're here a couple weeks later. But we feel like we still had time to see each other through other events. And we have a really, we feel a good episode coming up for you. We feel actually prepared for this one. And
yes.
Yeah.
We're excited. I'm very excited to announce on the behalf of me and Evan that we officially have a social media now.
Yay. So,
yes. Go to the Instagram, The Mark Podcast.
Yeah.
And go drop a follow, drop a like, comment on our first post. I wrote it myself. It sounds horrible, but, and then shoot us a DM, let us know what you guys want to hear, what you guys want us to talk about. What do you guys want us to draft? Like topics, dead air.
Yeah.
What's your favorite animal? What's your favorite color? I don't care. Yeah. Send us a DM.
FAQs.
Let us know
we'll do some
that
FAQs.
You're not a robot.
Weekly questions.
Yeah, weekly questions. We'll do a Q&A segment if you want.
Why
new
not?
Segment ideas, stuff like that. Shoot us a DM. Just let us know your favorite color.
Yeah.
Because we need to make sure you're not a robot.
It's rose. Rosebud.
Don't be a lemon. Be a rosebud.
Yep.
So.
Couldn't be me.
With that being said, we took it upon ourselves to prepare for this episode for once in our lives. So we are very excited to pronounce, or announce, my apologies.
Pronounce.
It's been a while. I got to shake the rust off, guys.
Yeah, you're doing right. Attaboy. Pronouns.
We're gonna start off the episode like we always do with our best friend, Stonepold.
Hey, Nick, how we doing?
Stonepold, we've missed you.
No, I miss being here too, but you know what I haven't stopped doing? I haven't stopped drinking beers.
Way.
Damn right. Well, we still got a nice little raw to get into here, so let's do that. It took place in Brussels, Belgium. It was a nice, nice day, you know. I got to sit in my home. The sun was still shining, you know.
3 p.m.
No, it was probably about, you know, 2:30 p.m. Texas time.
Way.
And, yeah, it was a real doozy. I loved it. I loved being on my ranch. Yeah. So we got a lot to recap here, but let's get a beer. Let's
what?
Catch up.
What?
So we start with the crazy promo between John Cena and Cody Rhodes.
What?
Yep. Cena hates us all.
What?
Listen here.
What?
He hates us.
What?
Let's have a second beer.
What?
All right. He's breaking up.
What?
With the fans because they are toxic.
What?
And we don't deserve him.
What?
Third beer.
What?
That one hurts.
What?
Kaiser and Penta whooped each other's keister.
What?
And no holds barred match.
What?
Ouch. Penta professes his desire to win the Intercontinental Championship.
What?
Or as he said, the Continental Championship.
What?
Dakota Kai is number one contender for the Women's Intercontinental Championship.
Way.
Jey Uso squashed Austin Theory.
Way.
They botched the coolest thing he was going to do that night.
Way.
And then he proceeded to get choked out again for like the second week, third week in a row.
Way.
Way. Way.
Way.
Terrible. Sad. All right. American Made fought the LWO.
Way.
Right. Rain Dragon Lee lost due to that American Made lucha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who the hell is this guy? Make it a fourth beer.
Way.
Thank you. Seth cut a promo. Kind of Mickey Mouse did the job.
Wait.
He's like, I'm coming to SmackDown.
Wait.
All right. We're there.
Wait.
SmackDown's a filler episode now.
Wait.
All right. We're there.
Yeah.
All right. We're in the main event. We got Finn Balor. He took on Braun Breaker.
Wait.
Braun came out on top.
Wait.
And we were treated to another appearance from Penta.
Wait.
And it was a great Raw from Brussels Sprouts, Belgium. And I drank my fifth beer.
Wait.
With you. Thank you.
Hey, yo, Chico. You forgot a segment, man.
Hey.
You forgot that.
Stone Cold, don't forget nothing.
Io Sky, man, and Bianca Belair, man. They had a contract signing, and Mommy came out. Who the fuck is Mommy?
I know damn well who Mommy is. You know damn well who Mommy is. I done slept with her the other night. You think I haven't?
Well, man, Mommy put Io Sky and powerbombed her on top of Bianca, and then signed a contract.
Damn right.
What?
What?
Listen, man. I don't know where this is going, but I am excited to find out. Thank you.
Thank you, Chico. Thank you for coming. Appreciate you.
Hey, y'all. Thank you. Okay. That was a little improv there. So, Evan, let's talk Raw.
Yeah.
We start off the show. Cena comes out. New music. No new attire. No nothing.
I mean, you know, okay. I guess I'll hop into this already. I don't know. I see why they don't give him new music. It's just kind of like, it's John Cena. Like, why would you give him a new song for one more year? It's been his song for 25 years. Like, it just doesn't.
But that's the thing, is that I think a lot of.
Do you know how good I thought it sounded? Really good. Sorry to interrupt you. When
don't let it happen again.
Opening, yeah. When that opening came, like when he opened Raw,
yeah.
Dude, I thought it sounded kind of cool with the boost. Like actually,
oh my god, it sounded like One Night Stand 2006 all over again.
Yes,
and I was really excited, but then Cena opened his mouth and. I'm a little, I don't know, a lot of people are like, oh, this was a great promo. I personally wasn't a fan. I thought it was a little dry. I felt like he was just like, oh, he's doing his typical heel stuff. He hasn't been a heel since 2005, when he was the Thugonomics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for Cena to get back into that heel feeling. It's just, I felt like he spoke very dry. I feel like it was kind of the same old shit. He's going to break up with us. We're a toxic relationship, which leads me to mention that our best friend, Insider Kyle.
Hi, Insider Kyle.
Shout out Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you. Our Insider Kyle shout out segment of the week, sponsored by Kyle. How's it going?
Thank you, Kyle.
Insider Kyle agrees with me. This Cena heel stuff sucks. He is not a fan. Insider Kyle thinks that Cena shouldn't be a heel and isn't very good at it. Thoughts?
Yeah. It is hard when you have been a babyface for so long. That was kind of his whole spiel in his promo where he was just saying like, yeah, you guys loved me for so long, but I was the butt of every joke. You know, like it was still like everyone still chanted, Cena sucks.
Or let's go Cena.
Let's go Cena.
But,
you know, people do it out of endearment, but like, you know.
I think it was a little cool that he kind of expressed that or acknowledged the invisible jokes for however long.
Yep.
And the only thing is that, I mean, he's doing the poor me shtick. Mm-hmm. He said he's not a heel. He said he's not a face. He's a man with feelings. Nobody gives a fuck about your feelings, Cena. Get in the ring. You should have happened a couple months ago.
Right.
Because but you had to go film a fucking movie.
Exactly.
Like,
of course.
It's kind of annoying that now who knows when we're going to see him again. And then on top of it, Cody comes out. Cody didn't say much. I felt like that promo was supposed to, I felt like the build up to that promo did not live up to the hype because I thought it was going to be a battle of words. Battle of words, and it was going to be the battle of two of the best promo guys right now. And Cody came out and was like, "This isn't the John Cena I know." Like, that's.
Yeah. Although I did like when Cena was like, "All right, kid." And he was like, "It's not kid.
It's champ.
It's champ." I was like, "Hell yeah."
Yeah.
That was I thought that was the thing that kind of saved it.
At the same time, why didn't we mention The Rock? I'm a little annoyed that all of a sudden The Rock's out of the picture. Like,
I didn't think about that.
He turned with The Rock. Damn. The Rock's not there.
Intellectual.
No mention of him. Like, is he just going to magically show up randomly now and like start? He's going to be Thanos and snap his fingers and another fucking person turns heel. Like, I feel like, yeah, The Rock. He's The Rock. He's a legend.
He is.
I feel like we're
in his own right.
Exactly. And I feel like, yeah, he's able to show up whenever he wants, wherever he wants. But I feel like there needs to be an explanation on why he joined forces with The Rock. Right. And we didn't get that. And it's a little shitty, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly, because it's like it was such an important part of that storyline. Like, it was like the Rock was, you know. He picked up John Cena. He wanted Cody. He picked up Cena because Cody said no.
Yeah, there was a plan.
Yeah. Like, there was a whole plan for this. And, bro, like, you can't just put him on the shelf now. Like, just because, you know, he's not, or you don't have him booked for Mania. You know what I mean? I'm sure he is booked for Mania.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to be booked for Mania.
100%.
The next question I have for you is what's going to be the stipulation come Mania of the match? Like, are they going to have a special like, thing? Like, a specialty match? Not just it being, like, a championship match, but being, like, a no-holds-barred, Rock rules, like, / Bloodline rules match,
okay,
or something like that, because I don't see The Rock not getting involved for the rest of this,
right?
But I just hate how, yeah, I get it, The Rock's a movie star, he's got to go make money elsewhere, wrestling is no longer his main profession, but I feel like if you're going to show up and insert yourself into the storyline, you have to be more present. Just like Cena needs to be more present and be there every week. Yeah, I get it. He's a movie star now. Yeah, I get it. He's retired. But we can't just have him show up like every month and cut a promo, build hype, and leave. Because Cody can't do all that on his own. I'm sorry, but he's a great promo guy. Bit. He can sell tickets, but he can't do it all on his own.
I just hate it.
Yeah, I'm getting annoyed with it, but
we are very, very early into it, so I hate. Okay, so I don't hate it. I hate how they presented it this week.
Yeah, because they made so much hype around it just for it to be nothing. Right. Really.
Yeah, like that's all it was. They just kind of just squashed it with no Rock. Like there should have been like at least they should have mentioned the Rock.
Oh yeah,
not even the Rock having to be
the
there.
Rock's they should just have at least up. Gotten brought up by the
and
whole
it just did it. Why?
Yeah.
Why? So,
who fucking knows?
I hate it.
I'm sure we'll get explanations in the next coming weeks, hopefully.
Exactly.
It's WrestleMania season. Shit's crazy.
I know. But things are literally changing every week.
Yes. So
I feel like I can't say the word literally.
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 So now.
Attaboy.
I wanted to move on to the next point, next part of the match, or the next part of Raw. Well, I'm just going to hit the major points here. This contract signing, Bianca, EO, I feel like, I don't know, I wasn't a fan of, I don't know, I didn't really catch the whole understanding, like, why the contract signing needed to happen now.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like that's a later down the road thing, and I think it's cool, I think.
Well, it was supposed to be just between Bianca and EO.
But
it's from the Young. It was just supposed to be between
Welcome back
Bianca
to the Young cast.
God damn it. It was supposed to be between Bianca and Io, obviously.
Yeah. And they signed Rhea the contract.
Herself. And I understand why they did the contract signing, because it's like they're locking it in. They don't need to like do all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But
Rhea comes out.
I hated it.
Why?
I didn't hate it. I didn't like it.
Why?
Do
you not want Rhea in the title picture? If anything, she deserves to have a 3-year title run. She is the most capable person in the building besides fucking
Bianca Belair.
No, fuck that bitch.
Whoa!
I am not a Bianca Belair fan. I don't like her. She's a great wrestler. The hair gimmick's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't like her promos. I feel like they're not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea cuts great promos. Can put on a banger ass match with anybody that she steps in the ring with. Mm-hmm. The only person that I think is comparable at the moment is Charlotte, and she's on SmackDown.
Other than that,
I'm not a big, I do not like Bianca Belair.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at.
Damn. All right, word.
So
I see firmly where you stand now.
Yes. So Rhea comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know. I just kind of like, I just wish that, although I like Rhea, they like keep her out of the title picture for a bit.
Yeah, but then what the fuck do you do with her? She's in her prime. You can't just tell her, oh, take 6 weeks off. She just came back from injury. Who is she going to go fight? She's on Raw where there's barely any fucking women.
Charlotte.
And if you bring her over, Charlotte's on SmackDown, dumbass.
Okay.
If you put her over on SmackDown, then there's way too many women on SmackDown, and it's overloading. And then why even have a women's division on Raw?
Right. Right. Just move everyone to SmackDown.
Exactly.
At that point. Move all the women to SmackDown. Make SmackDown a women's only show.
I mean, you could do that. That would be shitty, but I don't know. I've never been a big women's wrestling guy.
Yeah. Well, that's because it wasn't really a huge
thing.
It was presented as a joke.
Yeah, well, that's why they were called divas, and they are basically the eye candy of the WWE. They finally became relevant after a while, but I mean, still, I'm not sold. There's great wrestlers out there. I'm not knocking on anybody for that matter.
Right.
There's great women's wrestlers. They put on great matches.
Mm-hmm.
I've just never been really interested, and I find myself dozing off or looking at my phone or getting distracted when those matches come up.
Fair enough. Yeah. That's bound to happen. It is what it is.
But Rhea power bombs Bianca onto or power bombs EO onto Bianca. Table doesn't break.
That was kind of sick.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
But then Rhea signs the contract, basically inserting herself, but then it's not legally binding, they're saying. So what do you do from here? I feel like there will be a triple threat at Mania.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But who gets the title?
I don't know. It depends on what they want to do. Let's say things went the way you want them to, right? Rhea wins the title at Mania.
Yeah.
All right.
She's already, she's already won a title at Mania.
Right. So she's going to win. Oh, yeah. They might try to make her an all-timer kind of thing. Two titles at Mania.
They're going to do another Charlotte. I think they're going to do what they're doing with Charlotte and just give her the title as many times because they know they can rely on her.
Right. Right. And yeah, I could see like some really good like feuds, you know, between like her. Yeah. Okay. You're right. I guess I'm kind of actually thinking about that now.
Yeah. Like I said, who else do you rely on?
Right.
Because there's not much out there unless you start calling people up.
So yeah. So that's the one thing. I feel like that's probably what they're doing with like Julia right now in NXT.
Yes.
Giving up the title to Vaquer. And it's just kind of like, all right, like, you know, I mean, unless they're going to keep her there.
Well, I feel like what will happen is that Valkyrie will lose the title at Stand and Deliver, and then both of them will get called up.
I feel like one will go
to SmackDown, or they'll make them into a tag team.
Right. Because they came in at like when? May of last year? June of last year?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So that would be pretty sick. Like they've definitely earned their keep already. And it kind of sucks that like they would have to be rushed to lose their titles because like,
yeah, I mean, they deserve a title run, but at the same time, now that there's mid-card...
They're doing numbers.
Now that there's mid-card titles, you can start them off with a mid-card title and see if they can handle a main card title and go from there.
Right. Well, that's the thing with Vaquer, though. Like, yeah, she was doing all this stuff, but then she goes out and wins the NXT... wins the North American title. And then her first match is against Julia, and then she wins the NXT title.
Yeah. I don't see the problem with that. All right. My
I don't know. I guess I don't either.
Well, moving on. So, next on my notes here, we have... who's under the mask? We mentioned it earlier. Who's under that fucking mask?
Rey Fénix.
No. Legitimately.
Fuck.
Do you think it's Gable?
Rey Fénix.
Do you think it's Gable? No? Who do you think it is? It's not fucking Rey Fénix.
What are the digs?
Rey Fénix hasn't even signed yet.
They just teased him.
Yeah, they teased him. His contract isn't even fully completed yet.
I thought he was a free agent.
He is, but they're working out the details with his contract right now. He's not officially pen to paper yet.
And how do you tease a guy that's not even pen to paper
yet? Because they know he's going to sign.
That is so stupid.
Where else is he
going to
fucking go?
That's so stupid. I say they use him as an extra, an unpaid extra.
Whatever. Okay. Next. You're pissing me off. Next. Next. Finn got screwed by Dom.
Yeah, he did.
That'll lead to Finn versus Dom at Mania, we think. The Judgment Day is imploding slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But my thing is that do you break Liv and Dom up soon? Do you put Dom out on his own? Does he stay heel? Does he go to become a babyface? Does Finn finally fucking... WWE, listen to me. Just for one time, please. I'm staring into a blank camera, hard cam right now.
Yeah, me. My
yes,
eyes.
I'm staring into Evan's eyes.
Mm-hmm. I am the WWE.
Yes. Please. Give Finn Balor a title.
No.
Please.
No.
He deserves it more than most people in the back.
I don't care. We're going to make him a half comedy character. No.
Please?
No.
Okay, go fuck yourself.
No.
Okay.
Bro, no. I agree. I wish that he would, like, my ideal situation is he leaves the Judgment Day. He goes to SmackDown. He teams up with AJ Styles. They make the Bullet Club again on SmackDown, and they go for tag titles, or they both go for world titles together.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be my ideal situation.
I don't hate that.
They bring back Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows.
Well, they just got released. So.
I know, but you know, they can come back a couple months later, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Down the
as
road.
As long as they don't sign with AEW in that time.
That would stink. They could sign with TNA. Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
They could run TNA. Finn and AJ could run the WWE.
That'd
or SmackDown.
Be, yeah, it'd be like New Japan all over
That'd
again.
Be so sick.
That would be pretty sick.
I would love that. Love nothing more.
My next bulletin. I already know your opinion on this because you jerk this guy off as much as you can.
Ooh.
How do you feel that Penta's getting an IC title?
Cero Miedo. I love him. I mean, I do feel like it's a little rushed. I kind of wish that, and I'm not discounting like Pete Dunne and Ludwig Kaiser as like bad wrestlers, but like, I kind of wish that he had gotten like maybe a better fight with a couple of other people before getting a shot at an IC title. Cause it's like Bron Breakker's good and he's beaten what? Or no, he lost Jey Uso. But then he beat him again to win it back. Didn't he beat Sami Zayn?
Yes.
Like he's beat like a bunch of these like good main event guys. And then Penta just comes in and now he gets a shot at WrestleMania after beating Ludwig Kaiser.
Yeah, I feel
having
like
having a feud with him.
I feel like there's not much
I don't hate
development.
It. I really don't hate it. Exactly. And this is like, it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be a really good match. I'm
oh
not
God,
hating
gonna
on it at all.
It's
going to
be a banger of a match. I feel like two different skill sets and both of them know how to wrestle.
Yeah.
Very
it's
well.
Be so,
so
sick.
It's going to be a great match. But the thing is that I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I don't think, I'm not going to say I don't think Penta's ready.
Yeah.
I don't think they're giving enough time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't hate Braun dropping the title because
right.
then maybe you push him towards the world championship
the world title.
Title.
Give him a couple.
I think Braun
he's been
Breakker,
holding on to it for what? Probably 3-4 months now.
I feel like it's been longer than that for some reason.
Because he had the whole reign in the fall.
Yeah.
Right. And then he lost it to Jay for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
And then he's held on to it ever since he won it back.
So I'd say he won it back in what, December?
Yeah. That's what it feels like. December, maybe early January.
No, not early January, because J1 Royal Rumble. Yeah, oh, look it up. I think
it's fact checked.
Yeah, fact check me on that.
Fact check.
But
fact check. Jesus, I can't speak.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay, so while Evan fact checks me, I'm going to rattle off what happened at Elimination Chamber.
Oh.
So.
What an incredible pay-per-view. I also have a
quick thing. Belgium crowd, fucking electric. Loved every minute of it. Loved their chants. As much as I hate having to watch fucking pay-per-views at weird hours, I love these fucking Europe foreign crowds.
Oh, they get God.
So much more into it.
They're so much fun. They really are.
They sing people's theme songs, and we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. That is a great thing, and I wish more people would fucking do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish. It looks like so much fun. Like, I'd rather God, go to a show in Europe.
They're doing soccer chants.
Yeah.
At the fucking wrestling. Like,
we don't even have soccer chants.
No, we're US. American.
Yeah. We're like, let's go.
Let's go, Liberty.
Yeah, everyone just says, let's go. Or
whatever the fuck we have for it. Fuck it's soccer. All the same. That's a horrible sport. Okay?
It's, yeah.
Thank you.
Not an ideal sport.
No, that's a European sport.
Respectfully. I only watch her in the World Cup.
I don't even watch. I've never watched. A kick of soccer in my life. Oh. I don't even know that's how, what it's called. Soccer. Yes, a kick of soccer.
That's
if you
want to
watch somebody kick a ball, you go outside and you play kickball.
That's a new one. You go watch Marquette King highlights.
Sure. All right. So, Evan.
Mm.
Elimination Chamber.
Sorry, beer sip. Elimination Chamber. Women's. Oh, by the way, sorry. Braun Breaker won the title on the Raw episode of October 21st. So,
then it's been way longer than we thought.
Yeah. October, November, December, January, February, March. So half a year. Yeah, you're looking at 7 months. 7 month title reign.
Yeah.
You know, like Gunther's. You know, once he beats Jay, you know, he'll probably defend against.
Whoa. Did you just say that Gunther's beaten Jay?
No.
Yes, you fucking did. You're a fucking asshole. You have no confidence. No confidence. All right. Elimination Chamber.
Damn. But in my own
fuck
song,
your feelings, bro.
It's a podcast of hot takes.
Yeah.
Sue me.
You're sued. So we kicked it off with the Women's Elimination Chamber match.
Mm-hmm.
Big return. Jade motherfucking Cargill.
Dude, what a return. What a return. And that was awesome.
Everyone thought, oh, she's going to attack Liv.
Yeah.
And goes and stomps the shit out of Naomi.
Yeah.
Like, fucking beat her ass.
She got taken out of her stretcher. Weave,
bro.
It was
She
crazy.
Was like, got your ass.
I could not believe, like, what happened. It was insane. Like, my jaw was on the floor when it happened. Like, she came out. I was like, no way.
But,
no way.
Hey. Your prediction was right.
Mm-hmm.
One of a million. Sometimes a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, guys.
The EST. Fuck. I'm the EVAN.
Evan?
Yeah.
That's just your name, jackass. Your name is Dude Evan, bro.
What's it
right
to you? Oh. Okay, I'm the DUDEEVANBRO.
That just sounds like Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin's art respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I couldn't spell
great
it.
Great song.
So, yes, great song. So, Jade, which then Naomi would then go on to turn heel and finally do what everybody's been asking for, at least from what I see.
And what is that?
She did it for The Rock. She did it for the people. She mimicked Rikishi, which is hilarious because she's married to Jimmy Uso, and she's technically a part of that family now. And she basically just mimicked exactly what Rikishi did when Stone Cold got ran over by a car.
And I never made that connection.
Yes, that's the reason. Rikishi was the one that hit Stone Cold with a car. Oh my God. And then they asked him why he did it. He said he did it for the Rock. He did it for the people.
Oh.
Naomi goes out there and said she did it for her.
That's she did so it for sick. Us. Yo, speaking of Rikishi, they put Badman in 2K25.
Oh boy.
Dude,
so exciting.
I just bumped that. That's my menu music.
Hell yeah. But
I'm a Badman.
Okay. So Women's Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Oh fuck.
Overall, I thought it was a great match.
I thought it was a pretty good match.
It was so much fun. Yeah. I mean, I think it was just more like the shock factor of everything. You know, you're like, oh my God, wait.
I was a little wrong.
Yeah.
The Elimination Chamber that match didn't outshine the men's as I thought it was going to.
But I thought
it was still a great fucking match. Mm-hmm. Bianca wins, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I really wanted Alexa Bliss to win. I feel like Alexa Bliss deserves a little bit more than what she's getting since she's returned.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. She hasn't really done too much. I have a feeling they're waiting for the Wyatt Six to come back to have to do something with her.
Yeah, definitely. But I feel like in the meantime, you got to do something because then if...
Right, you got to build credibility. At least, like, you know, at least give her the
U.S.?
U.S. for a little bit, maybe.
Well, I don't know. Chelsea Green's fucking killing it as she U.S. is. Champ
she's
right now.
She's awesome.
She's
so awesome.
She is, and she's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Because I pledge allegiance to Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
But
I pledge allegiance to Chelsea every day.
Yes. Okay. So next match was, like I said previously, this match was useless and stupid. Tiffany and Trish beat Nina and Candace. I don't have much to say. This match was a snooze fest. We all knew what the fuck was going to happen. It's your typical tag team match.
Exactly.
I don't know why the fuck it was even on the show. That's where I'm going to leave that.
I feel so bad for Tiffany Stratton.
I do too, because she's going to end up losing the fucking title to Charlotte.
Yes, exactly. She's had no build up to this at all. Charlotte Flair has not, like, even batted an eye at her yet, I feel like.
No, she beat the shit out of her every time she's seen her. Every night, every week on SmackDown, Charlotte fucking beats the shit out of Tiffany. And I feel bad for her because Tiffany really deserved a better title run than this.
Yeah, she's coming in as the underdog.
Charlotte got pushed right back into where she belongs. And
right.
I don't hate that because that's where Charlotte belongs. I feel like any other way, she's not really, like, I mean, I guess you could make an argument for like her versus like Alexa Bliss or something like that for like a rivalry, like to continue a good rivalry or whatever. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there's not much.
No, it ain't much.
No, it ain't.
It ain't much.
All right. So
it's pretty depressing.
Next is the match that I bet you our fans out there for 2 weeks have been stirring about because they probably got nervous. You know why they got nervous?
Why'd they get nervous?
Because this next match, I told the fans if I hated, this podcast was over. And then we took 2 weeks off. And I bet you our five fans out there were like, oh, fuck. He actually meant it.
Right.
They're done. I hated the match. And I'm still here. This match was fucking lame.
Thank God for free will.
It was lame. And it had a good build up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they squandered it.
Yeah.
The lights being off was stupid. The lights being off was stupid. Yes, it was real barbed wire. And yes, they did beat the fuck out of each other. I fell asleep during the match. Mm-hmm. I got bored. They didn't pull out their banger stuff like they always normally do.
Right.
It was not exciting to me. What did you think?
Yeah, I kind of agree. I didn't think it was a terrible match, but I was not the biggest fan of it. I was kind of with you where I was like on my phone during it. Between that and the Tiffany Stratton match, it was just kind of
which I'm a little pissed about. I feel like they should have staggered those a little bit more because
I felt so bad.
There was a lot of just a lot of boring, like just. All right. Wait time.
Here's my gripe with WWE. I understand that it's now. I understand it's entertainment.
Yeah.
But I also I want to see a couple good matches. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to see more than just four matches on a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, good thing Mania is coming up. Mm-hmm. We get more than four matches on Mania, luckily. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm a little fed up with this, the way that they're kind of formatting shit too. There's more promos on Raw than there is fucking matches.
Yeah.
And there's less wrestling. I tune in to
SmackDown's the filler episode.
Yes. SmackDown used to be more wrestling than promos, and Raw, you used to go there for promos, and now I'm falling into both of them are turning into the same fucking product, and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, I love it. I mean, I don't think wrestling's...
No, I don't think wrestling's horrible, but...
Been in a better spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
but it is annoying, knowing what we've had before, you know, it's shit. It's new and we're going to have to get used to it, but it's in the same respect, it sucks.
Which, just wanted to mention this past Raw, shortest episode of Raw in the Netflix area.
Mm.
2 hours and 45 minutes.
Damn.
Short. I felt like we flew through that Raw, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I felt like they could have taken their time with that a little bit more. They're in Belgium. Mm-hmm. They hyped this fucking Belgium thing up and then, kind of squandered it, if you ask me.
Damn right.
But, so, that's two yawns for you, by the way.
No.
Evan kept tabs on me. I'm keeping tabs on him.
I got none.
Next, at the end of that match... Big return. Another big return.
Massive.
Randy Orton.
That was sick.
And I feel horrible about it. His returns get overshadowed every fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying to me.
That is true.
They don't plan things because the first time he returned from being injured for a year and he gets his 5 seconds of fame and then CM Punk returns to the company. Biggest reaction of the year, if you ask me.
Right. Oh, then, hands down.
Then.
That was the craziest thing ever for me.
Yeah, for me
CM
too.
CM Punk coming back at that Survivor Series was, whoa.
So,
that was so then, insane.
Then we fucking, Randy's back after what we would have thought, what could have been a career-ending injury.
Right.
It was a spinal fusion, if I'm not mistaken.
That is actually crazy.
And he said that was supposed to, that they told me I may not wrestle again if I get the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. He comes back, saves Sammy. And then what I'm about to talk about overshadowed it by a million.
Right.
And I'm so upset and I feel so bad for Randy. Yes, he's had a million moments, but when he returns, it should mean something because he's carried this company for a very long time.
Yes.
Because when Cena left, Randy stayed out there and still traveled.
Right.
And still wrestled.
Legends.
Carried. Yep. Carried. Legend of the business. Future Hall of Famer.
It was a dark time, kind of that transition between the Ruthless Aggression into the PG era.
Yeah. And that was Cena and Randy were at the threshold.
And they sort of carried that, 2008, 2009, 2010.
And then they revamped it when Randy turned and WrestleMania 30 came about.
Right.
And he was champ. And then Randy's carried this company for a while. And I feel like every time he returns, he deserves his flowers and he deserves more recognition than what he gets sometimes because Randy Orton, in my opinion, is top 10 in my book in this company.
Oh,
because he's a workhorse.
Down.
Yes, he started off very rough around the edges, getting into trouble, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He at the end of the day, he straightened himself out and he has been a fucking workhorse for this company and he deserves all the respect he gets. Respect to Randy Orton.
Yeah.
The RKO.
Love him.
Is one of my favorite finishers.
Love you.
So
thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Randy. So then we get to our main event.
Yep.
We got Cena winning the Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty awesome.
It was.
That was a fun match.
It kind of turned into a triple threat. I feel like they eliminated Logan Paul very quickly.
Yeah, and I loved it.
They just turned it
him.
Into a triple threat match.
Good.
Which I don't hate.
Yeah.
I thought it was a banger match. And I'm kind of...
I mean, you're talking about two of the biggest wrestlers right there in WWE, and then John Cena. You know?
John Cena, CM Punk, Seth Rollins.
It's, I mean, why would you not want to watch that? I mean, Logan Paul's good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but
he's going to be a champ.
Dancing in a ring with those guys right now.
No, not at all.
Not right now.
And
Let those guys shine.
Granted,
let them do their thing.
I'm very impressed with Logan Paul and how well I'm, as much as people hate on him and he's a great heel, I'm very high on him just because he came into this business and it was flawless.
Yeah.
He wrestled very well. He automatically gets hate because of what he does online to begin with.
Right.
And I feel like you have to have confidence when you walk in. Mm-hmm. And he fucking walks in with some of the biggest dick energy ever.
Oh, he
walks in and his dick touches from the fucking all around the arena. That's that was wild.
To the banners, to the rafters.
To the screen.
To the club seats.
To the bed.
Oh, where's my God.
Shout out KSI and Prime.
I hate you.
Drink Prime.
Oh, my God.
Prime sponsor this podcast.
That is the worst.
Prime sponsor the podcast.
Prime sponsor the podcast. Prime.
Prime.
Prime. Sponsor the podcast.
Clip that. Put it on the Instagram.
Prime.
So, Cena wins after...
I haven't even had Prime before.
Oh, it's so good, bro.
Is it?
Yes, I love it.
All right.
So...
I'll have to try it.
Tag that... Cut that, put it on the social media, tag Logan, tag Prime, tag KSI, sponsor us. We're just a company that's going to progress from here. You're looking at
the future right here, man.
You're looking at the real deal now, as D'Lo Brown once said. You're looking at the real deal now. So then we get the ending of Elimination Chamber.
Yes, we do.
Cena wins. Everybody's happy. Cena deserves it. Everybody's still happy.
Yay.
All of a sudden, Cena stays in the ring as The Rock and Cody hit the ring.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I just want to get this out of the way. What does Travis Scott have anything to do with this?
Dude, they're just making him like a Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather, you know, celebrity
well,
that they got coming
for starters,
into WrestleMania.
They mixed
although,
the Rock's
you know
theme
what?
Song and Fiend, bro.
It was so bad.
What are you talking about? I thought the transition was a little, it was dope. Fiend.
I was not a fan of it.
Okay.
I understand. I also do think that it would be sick if maybe like, because the rumor is that Travis Scott has been training to wrestle.
Yeah,
so
that is the rumor. There's also beef going on right now. Have you seen this?
What,
Bully
between
Ray,
Travis Scott?
Bully Ray, or a.k.a. Bubba.
Yeah, Mr. Dudley.
Mr. Dudley.
Attaboy.
I just had a fucking blank.
Come
completely.
On, spit it out.
Spit it out. Bubba Dudley fucking hates Travis Scott in real life because he slapped Cena.
Yeah.
And... I don't see the beef
Cody.
Because The Rock told him to fucking do it.
He slapped Cody.
Whatever.
No, that's pretty
whatever.
Integral.
Fuck
okay,
off.
Sorry. Yeah. Real quick. I just want to say, I think it would be sick if Travis Scott is wrestling again.
Yeah.
Again. What am I saying? If Travis Scott is training to wrestle.
Uh-huh.
Would he ever put that hardcore title on the line and they bring back the hardcore title as a championship in the WWE?
No.
Damn it.
I think that's kind of stupid.
That'd be so sick.
So we get The Rock telling...
He's special guest referee.
I could see that one, yes.
Sorry.
The Rock tells Cody,
mm-hmm.
you could have everything you ever wanted. Just be my champion.
He's a little,
and in a shocking turn of events, Cody Rhodes, and they didn't edit it out, told The Rock to go fuck himself.
That was so great.
Oh my God. I never thought that we'd hear an F-bomb in wrestling ever again.
Yep.
And to catch a random F-bomb if that.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was necessary.
I feel like that totally like catapulted everything.
Oh
like,
yeah.
That was
definitely.
Like.
And then
whoa.
My favorite thing is that Cena in the background, I don't think he knew that was coming. Did you see his reaction? He was like oh no.
Yeah.
Like, and then Cena dabs up Cody. Everything's cool. Right.
Hunky dory. They're frenemies.
And then the inevitable, the unthinkable in 25 years. I never thought this would happen.
No.
Nobody thought it would happen. It got so much publicity. It never happened. They talked about it on ESPN.
Yeah.
ESPN. John Cena turned heel. Those are words I never thought I'd ever say in my life. Let that sink in. Nobody. John Cena is a bad guy.
Yep. Bad, bad man.
Fuck them Make-A-Wish kids is what he said.
Yeah.
He said, fuck everybody. I'm going to do me.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
And he made Cody fucking bleed with his own Rolex.
Which is insanity. And then Travis Scott, like, blew his ear up.
Yeah. And then I don't know. So here's, like we said earlier, what happens from here? Does The Rock have another guy?
Right.
People are thinking that there's another guy, and people are saying it could be CM Punk.
Mm. That would be crazy.
Because if you think about it, Punk has had beef with The Rock too.
True. All right, I could see. But at the same time, like, well, if they have beef, why the hell would Punk want to side up with them?
Because he's seen Cena had beef with The Rock and they squashed it. And he's getting everything. Cena's getting everything he wants now. CM Punk wants his Mania main event.
That's true.
Might as well become friends with The Rock. I don't see CM Punk
is going like
no, but kissing his promo the following night was like, fucking killer. Getting on the fucking announce table and screaming that Cena's a fucking bald-headed fuck.
Yeah.
And threatened to basically beat the shit out of everybody.
That was beautiful. That was an incredible. Another just they just gave him the mic and they were like,
"Go do it. All right, do whatever."
I think they just gave him a structure. They're like, "Yes, all right,
hit these points.
Have fun."
Yep.
Oh, for some reason I feel like that's what they do with a lot of the people
nowadays. I've actually heard now they don't give the guys strict words to say. They give them bullet points. That's good. Which I think is smart because it lets guys embrace more things.
Right.
And I'm just happy. Like we talk about all the time. I'm happy the way that wrestling is going. Mm-hmm. I just feel like sometimes they just got to work out some kinks here or there with some of their storyline building and some of their thought process behind long-term storytelling.
Exactly.
Because sometimes they confuse the fuck out of us. Yeah. So Cena turns fucking heel.
Yeah.
Overall.
Unreal.
Elimination Chamber. Great pay-per-view.
Yeah. Just for the heel turn and honestly everything that happened in the women's match, I'd give it like an 8. Nah, 7.8.
I was gonna say 7.5. Mm-hmm. I'm right around there too. 7.8. I felt like if you replaced the Tiffany and Trish match with something more interesting,
yeah,
like maybe a Penta match,
yeah, or like a women's, like even like a number one contenders match for the women's title or something, or like even that, something a mid
card women's title,
right?
Like.
Chelsea Green versus
somebody,
a legend.
Yeah,
Chelsea Green versus Trish. Why not?
That would have been a killer match. Yeah. I feel like, but I guess everything happens for a reason.
Because they did fight on SmackDown.
Yeah,
in the tag match.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yes,
so I can't hate on that. And then I feel like they needed to do something different with the Sammy Kevin match.
Uh-huh.
And that's 3. Yawn track.
Fuck.
This cannot be a weekly thing, bro.
No.
It is 8:40 and you're yawning already.
Shoot.
But
God, the night's so young.
I know. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
Other than that, banger pay-per-view.
Yeah, I thought it was very good. Very good pay-per-view overall.
Yes.
Lots of fun.
Yes.
Whole lot of fun.
Yep. So, take a break. Get back to you after these few words from our sponsors. I don't have any sponsors. but I'm gonna make a random ad right on the spot right now. This is what we're gonna do instead of using sound effects.
Okay. Well, no, dude, I can use sound effect. Dude, bro, I've made radio commercials before.
Oh, perfect. Then you can radioize my voice when I'm about to do.
Well, do you have a skit?
I'm gonna give a Revolution Parts ad.
Oh my god. Do you want me to chime in at any time or not?
Possibly.
Okay.
I got it. I'll ask you, Evan. Mm-hmm. Where can you find Revolution Parts? Or where can you buy Revolution Parts? Do you know the website?
HondaOEMWarehouse.com.
There you go. So that'll be. Just wait. You're going to laugh your ass off at this. I just came up with this off the top of my head right now.
All
right. And then with that being said, for the insider, Kyle,
mm-hmm.
put like a ding, 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 ding noise or something like that in front of it.
And then we're like once you say like.
Yeah.
The.
Once I get the
like
bit
once you
out.
Mentioned the thing about Kyle, just be like, bing, bing,
bing, bing. Yeah.
Like
I got a bell or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Sick.
Right? Here's my ad.
Yep.
Do you have a car? Do you have a Honda?
Yeah.
Did you crash your car? Do you need to upgrade your car? Do you want to make it look cooler so all the girls will like you and want to be with you because you have a cool Honda?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you go down to Revolution Parts? Revolution Parts, where you can get all your Honda needs and many more accessories, parts, broken part. You got a broken part on your car? Honda Warehouse should have that. And if you're really looking for something, you can call our very cool representative, Evan O'Connor.
Revan
the Warehouse Evan. And Evan, where can you find Revolution Parts?
HondaOEMWarehouse.com.
Thank you. And now, returning back to the podcast. Yes. Any of your Honda needs. Thank you.
What a great word from Revolution Parts there.
Thank you, Revolution Parts. We appreciate you for sponsoring this next segment.
They've saved us a lot of money and, you know, great service from those guys. If you drive a Honda, they'll get you their parts as soon as possible.
Yes, they will.
With no issues at all.
Yes. And if you have any questions, please contact Evan.
But not this Evan. This is
a different Evan.
There's a different Evan that's a rep there. Yeah.
Yes, he's real cool.
Not a super nice fella.
Yes. So, thank you, Revolution Parts, for sponsoring this next segment. We missed a couple weeks, obviously.
Damn right.
So, we're going to do a three-week bulletin.
Yep.
3 weeks of bullet points that we're not going to review the full 3 weeks because I know you guys don't care.
A lot happened.
So we're just going to hit the big points.
All of it.
One, EO Sky, like we mentioned, champ.
Hell yeah. Love it.
Michael Cole kind of spoiled it on Elimination Chamber. A little pissed. But
did he?
Yes. He said that Bianca Belair will fight EO Sky and then paused for like 2 minutes of dead air and said, or Rhea Ripley, depending on what happens on Monday.
Oh,
so they kind of spoiled it. I'm a little fucking annoyed about it.
Really?
Yes.
I did not catch
those
assholes. Interesting.
So that happened. And then this is my exciting one. Yeah.
Yeah.
New U.S. champ.
Oh my God. That excites
me. L.A. Knight. Yeah. L.A. Knight, new champ, taking off to Shinsuke because Shinsuke didn't do fuck all. He went and defended in New Japan and then came back and lost it. Cool with that. I don't care.
I kind of like it. I like the idea. Go and let it, you know, gain some notoriety across the world. Bring eyes back to WWE. I like it. I like it. I enjoy it. Shinsuke is good.
I like it worldwide.
I like that they were defending the U.S. title in Japan. I really like it.
Chicken
and I like fried chicken.
So yes. And then big return.
Big Lebowski.
Great movie. Big return. Roman returned.
Hell yeah.
During the Punk Rollins cage match at MSG.
Very good match.
End of the match.
That match was insane.
That match was amazing. Banger of a match. Yep. And then on top of it, Roman looks back into the cage as Heyman is consoling Punk and not Roman. Where the fuck does that lead?
Oh, I know exactly where this leads. I'm thinking
Is that the favor we've been hearing and teasing?
Maybe. That's exactly where I'm at.
Okay, okay.
That's exactly where I'm at. CM Punk might... I mean, Roman's good and all, but Roman isn't super full-time anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Punk still is. They might want to stick Heyman on CM Punk.
Fuck yeah. And they've proven that they're great together.
And I was about to say, those two on the microphone together teaming up is going to be like freaking like Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah. Great. I've never seen. I hate you. I'm not a Sonic guy.
Oh my God.
It's a me, Mario.
Good enough.
Okay. All right. And then on top of it.
Okay, peanut butter and jelly.
There you go.
Yeah. And a glass of milk. And then
just to round it out, I thought this was a cool thing. We're moving in the right direction with names. No more nicknames.
Yep.
So no more Seth frickin' Rollins.
Dirty Dom Mysterio.
No Big Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
All that. Gone. Goodbye. Capiche. Yep.
Hi, I'm Bronson Reed.
Yes. Bronson Reed. That's how it should have been in the original. Same with fucking Rollins. I hated how they switched to Seth freaking Rollins. That's stupid. If it was going to be right, Seth fucking Rollins. Because he fucks. He fucks.
Oh, God.
That's why he has a child.
I love him.
With the man.
Seth. What?
No, you just did Cody's. So,
I love after that
ear
song.
Rape that you just got,
yeah.
Headphone warning, we get into the final segment of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves a good mill.
Mm.
Everybody likes to watch it spin. What kind of mill is it, Evan?
Rumor mill.
Ooh, the rumor mill.
Sugar. I love the rumor mill.
Rumor mill. Let's talk it. Evan, like we talked about earlier, Rey Fénix getting teased.
Rey Fénix getting teased.
Big one. Aleister Black getting teased. I read a thing.
Yeah.
Monday after Mania, he should be there. Aleister Black in the fucking building.
Oh, my God.
Not Raw. SmackDown. He's going to fucking SmackDown where that needs to happen.
Both of those teasers happened on SmackDown.
And the good thing, because SmackDown needs more fucking people.
Yes, they do. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. SmackDown needs a lot more, like, main event players. Like, they need to disperse some of the guys from Raw, I feel like. Like, it's getting to the point where it's
that's because the problem is that Netflix requires too much.
Right, exactly. That is true. So they need to bring all their young talent and put them on SmackDown. Hell, why not?
Yeah. So, how do you feel about both of these guys finally coming to Aleister coming back, but Rey Fénix?
I'm excited. I'm happy that they did his thing on Raw or SmackDown, I should say, excuse me, and Aleister Black on SmackDown, because you can just have maybe a year, maybe led up to the draft, or they got this transfer window now, which is like the new year, right?
I don't know anything about this.
There's a transfer window now in
like a transfer portal.
Yeah, well, not like a portal, but like. You can, like, I don't know how it works, but, like, people can go from Raw to SmackDown, SmackDown to Raw, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how it works, but it just works somehow.
Yeah.
Anyway, that could be an avenue to where you like, reunite Rey Fénix and Penta, depending on how Penta's potential IC title run could go.
I was about to say, it depends on where he is at that moment.
Exactly. Like, if he's, like, over... Like, I feel like you wouldn't want to ruin an insane singles run. Maybe have Rey Fénix. It's
maybe
tough.
Have him tag occasionally, but yeah, like not,
exactly.
Maybe build to something that'll happen later on, kind of thing. Like tease something and then have something happen later on,
right?
And then yes, Aleister. I think that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
I'm excited that he's going to SmackDown as well, because one, Zelina Vega's on SmackDown, so he'll be able to travel with his wife.
Nice.
I think that's pretty cool. I know that means fuck all to anybody else, but to me, I thought it was cool.
Me too.
All right. Oh, I don't know if anybody heard me say, all right. I Don't know. I'm an idiot. All
right.
All right. Fuck it, right. All right. All right.
Oh.
What does Wheezy F Baby stand for?
Front dough.
Fettuccine Alfredo. Anyways. Final thing I want to touch on is this. This was announced. I don't know how I feel about it. The roast after WrestleMania has been confirmed, hosted by Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah,
with Sami Zayn, The Miz, and a couple other superstars. This will not be televised. It's a closed door event. You have to buy tickets. It's on night two. I see this being a PR nightmare because mm-hmm. Tony Hinchcliffe's going to say something that he's not supposed to,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to turn into something. Like,
that's exactly what's going to happen.
It's going to turn into us losing our Netflix deal,
yeah.
I feel like.
Well, no, because Netflix is doing a Tony Hinchcliffe Kill Tony special. They're not going to do that. They love him.
Yeah, but I feel like at the same time, we're going to lose a sponsor
right.
or two out of this.
Oh, definitely.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah. You're nasty. That's four coughs. I have four yawns. We're even.
Okay, deal. But... yeah, I just wanted to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, so, I think that's a little weird. Definitely a risk. Hey, if it goes well, it goes well. If it doesn't, we all called it.
Yeah.
I think everyone who I think has everybody's actually going read into and this cared
expecting
about that is expecting
PR nightmare.
Something, yes.
And I feel like, I mean, I'm excited because I know there's definitely going to be clips somewhere of this. And I feel like I'm excited because I don't know how much wrestling Tony Hinchcliffe actually knows.
Right.
I mean, he was at Raw. The one night.
That's true. Was he there? Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't... he might know a little. Maybe he knows a lot. Maybe he's a fucking fan for all we know.
Right.
Like...
maybe he's a mark.
Maybe he's a mark just like me and you.
Right.
And everybody else that listens.
Right. He wakes up.
He wakes up and reads the Mark's podcast.
He wakes up. He wakes up.
Instagram page.
He reads our Instagram page.
And he's like, damn, how do I get on that podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Like many people... to mm-hmm. come.
Many men.
Wish death upon me.
No. No.
Wish podcasting upon me.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
No, that's more like it.
With that being said, Evan, it's good to be back.
It is very good to be back. I
was so excited to
I
be back.
It.
I 2 weeks off is sucks ass.
It actually sucked.
I don't want to ever do that again.
Yeah, because low key, like, we haven't even been doing it for that long, but still, it was like... it was something that we have been doing
yes.
for what the last probably 2 months.
And we
and so
told
it's
ourselves
like, damn, like, you know, it became part of the schedule. And then it yep. was like 2 weeks away. I was like,
and then
we agreed
to take 2 weeks off. It wasn't like we were forced to, we agreed yeah. and we revamped. Mm-hmm. We're here.
Wow. Yep,
we're here, Nick. Yes, we're here, we're back,
mm-hmm.
we're better than ever, and we're only going to the top from here. Make sure you like, you subscribe, you follow us on Instagram,
yeah.
you share it with your friends, you
Why?
Share it with your mom,
Why?
You share it with your dog,
Why?
You share it with your ex-girlfriend,
Why?
You share it with your mom,
Why?
And make sure you share it with your grandfather that
Why?
Says racial slurs on Christmas.
Why? Damn right.
Yes.
Share it with your friends. Have
yes.
fun.
Share it with your friends, your enemies. I don't even care if you put it on as background noise. Any publicity is good publicity in my eyes.
Yeah. Make your teachers listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they like wrestling.
I doubt that.
Oh.
They're probably like, you should really focus.
Yeah, you should focus on your physics homework. I'm like, no, I'm watching Raw.
I feel like you have previous experience with this.
Oh, dude. That's all I did.
Okay.
That's all I did.
With that
hey,
being
hey,
said.
Why don't you have your earth science homework done? I don't know. Rey Mysterio won the WWE title. Then John Cena beat him again that night. Beat him again later that night.
And then CM Punk returned.
And won the title. You expect me to do my homework? That's the kind of Raws we were getting when I was doing homework.
Banger. Banger after banger.
We used to live in a society.
This is the Mark Podcast. Me...
yep.
I am Hollywood Nick. That is Dude Evan, bro.
Dude Evan, bro.
Why?
And we are Dumb Marks. And I wanted to say it one more time. Please like, share, subscribe, and please go follow us on Instagram. Shoot us a DM.
Let us know
what you want to hear. Let us know what you want to see. And remember, to show that you're a real person and you're a real fan, DM us your favorite color. Mine personally is blue.
I like fuchsia.
Fuchsia. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is real gay.
Fuchsia's a nice color.
But.
Damn right.
Anyways, thank you. And remember, like we always say.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it all. And like we always like to say, don't let your meat loaf.
Don't let your carrot stick. God damn it. Bye.